It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the web. So, well, that's another Saturday, and the topic is drive carefully. Save the children. Why do people put underage children in the back of the pickup trucks? Beats me. I don't understand. They even have dogs back there. And if they're not secured with a harness, they can fly out of the truck. So, think, folks. Think before it's too late. I know I'm talking for nothing. Lots and lots of people don't listen until it's too late. So if you lose a child or a dog, don't say I didn't say it. Turn on your lights at night. Just a dim light in the morning, in the evening. Turn it on. Lots and lots of people cannot see you coming, and they will step out in front of you and get hit. So, please, folks, turn on your lights. Don't be chintzy, okay? I'm going to say again, disinfect your AC system every 6 months with a disinfectant spray that you can get from Crestec Cleaning Center. It's the best disinfectant spray you can buy. It's not like Lysol and all those phony brands on the market. This one really, really works. So go get some disinfectant spray to disinfect the inside of your car. When you do brake work, when you have brake job done on your car, do not have them cut the rotors. It is not a recommended procedure. Rotors are supposed to be replaced, not cut. Okay? Because to begin with, they are too thin. And the thinner the rotor is, the faster it heats up. And the faster it heats up, the faster your brake will fade and not stop. So for your own safety, it's cheap stuff. Change the rotor. Okay? Do not cut it. I know lots of people want to try to cut it anyway. Well, whatever. 296-5467. Give us a call. You got any questions, comments, whatever. Okay? Yes, mothballs do save gas. Gas prices on the way up. And lots of people got used to the price of the gas today. But all those old fogies that used to pay 25 cents a gallon know that this is way too much. So the mothballs is 5 mothballs per gallon of gas. And I do recommend the Shell Premium or the Tesoro Premium. That's the 92 octane. It's not 92, it's just labeled 92. Okay? So, 5 mothballs per gallon of gas. And it has to be the one with the ingredient naphthalene. That's the one that works, not the others. Or, to make it easier, the old-fashioned kind of mothballs. Okay? Now, the Toyota problem with the gas pedal and all that, folks, don't you think it's kind of weird that we don't have it here in Hawaii? We don't have that gas pedals accelerating in Hawaii, only on the mainland. But yet, we have lots and lots of Toyotas in Hawaii that was manufactured on the mainland. So what's up with that? Think about that. Could it be government bad propaganda to boost up General Motors sales? I don't know. But whenever your car accelerates, whether it's a Toyota, BMW, whatever, okay, put it in neutral. That's the fastest, easiest way to do thing to do, because you just slap the stick and it'll go right into neutral. Not like the old cars where you slap the stick and it'll go reverse. Now the cars all will go into neutral. Okay? So if it revs up, put it in neutral and then maneuver the car to the side and step the brake or whatever. But the first thing you do is put it in neutral. The engine will not over rev and explode. The computer will control the revving. Okay? So don't worry about that. And even if it does explode, it's cheaper to buy an engine than to buy lives. Lives is priceless. Okay? So anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? And when you buy tires, folks, ask, how old is this tire? It's a known fact that when you buy new tires from wherever you're buying it from, the tires has a good possibility of being 4 to 6 years old already. It's like buying old bread. You wouldn't buy that, right? You wouldn't buy bread that was 6 years old. So the older the tire is, the less performance you get out of the tire. The fresher the tire, the better it is. So there's a code on the side of the tire that will tell you how old the tire, or when the tire was made. They go by the weeks and then the year on the side of the tire. And it's usually on the inside of the tire, not on the outside. Okay? So give me a call at 296-5467. Okay. Now, when you have brake jobs done, folks, I know economy's bad and everybody's having a hard time. But brakes, folks, you have only one chance. Okay? Do it right. Use the good stuff. Not the stuff from China. The good stuff. Okay? And the good stuff is not from the company that says the good stuff. I recommend using Akebono pads or EBC. Those are the two that I highly recommend. They do stop and they perform the best. Okay? So you should also have your brakes serviced every 2 years. That's flushing all the brake fluid and putting a new one in, because it does lose its potency. Okay? Okay, let's go to calls.
Okay, we have Ed from Kailua.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, how's it, George? I have a question for you. I own a Dodge 2002 pickup truck. I have about, I think it's 82,000 miles on it. And I was putting some new tires on about a week ago. And the guy at the shop said I should have my ball joints checked out. And they gave me a quote on the repair job. It was about $1,800.
What?
Yeah. And that alone, I'm like, no way, I couldn't afford it. But the other thing is I've had that job done on my truck once before, Now, I'm not a mechanic, and that's why I called you today, because, I mean, I don't know if those guys are trying to, you know, get some more work out of me, or if my truck, with that kind of mileage, that kind of age and all that, I mean, how many times, realistically, can I expect to do that kind of job on my vehicle?
Well, it depends on what kind of part, what brand, and where the part was made that you the guys put in the first time, and also depends on if you don't pay attention to those big holes in the road.
Oh yeah,
that'll beat them up.
Okay.
But ball joints is rare, you know. It's really, really rare for it to go out on today's cars. We don't really see a lot of them going out.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because, like I said, now, to be fair, I live in a neighborhood over in Kailua where they've been doing road work, honestly, for the last 6 years. And in the last year, where I drive in and out routinely and regularly several times a day, I mean, terrible, you know, bumpy pothole road that the Board of Water Supply was working on. So I can see what you're saying. I mean, my truck really has been taking the beating. However, like I said, I've already had, you know, that kind of job performed on my truck once before, about 2, maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when I took my truck in again, just for new tires, the guy throws that back at me and says, hey, you should go have this done, and he gave me a quote and all that. I thought, man, the price alone just, I went through the roof, and I said, and I've had this done once before, so I'm not a mechanic, and I don't do anything at all with cars, so that's why I'm calling you. I mean, you know, from what you're telling me, I don't, you know, I mean, even on a bumpy road every day, I mean, gosh, how much wear and tear can those things, you know, take before you're fixing them again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you should maybe have it checked out and by somebody else.
Yeah.
Just for a second opinion.
Right.
And okay. I think there's nothing wrong with it. If the first guy that replaced it used American ball joints.
Right.
It could be Chinese.
Yeah.
If it is, then brother, you got to replace them.
Yeah. Well, and the truth is, I generally have most of my work done at the dealer, you know, where I bought the truck from, but the last two times I've had this kind of work, I just went to the local tire shop, and so now I'm kind of wondering, well, like you're saying, maybe I should take it into the dealer and have them take a look at it then.
No, not the dealer.
Okay.
The dealers are having a hard time, too.
Yeah, okay.
And they're cutting corners.
Right.
So, it's sad, but, you know, the American pride in workmanship is all gone out the window, and it's really hard to find craftsmen that are very, very proud of their work.
Right.
You know, back in the 60s and the 50s, everybody was, you know, proud of their work, and they did good work. But today, oh boy.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, you know, I'm concerned too. Maybe they do good work, but their boss buys cheap parts.
That's right.
It's not really their fault, you know. And how would I know that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, George, a second opinion. That sounds like the way to go, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Mahalo.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jean from Makiki.
Hi, Dean.
Jean.
Hi, George.
Jean.
Hi.
Hi, George. My name is Jeannie, and I've been listening to your show for a long, long time, and I've learned quite a bit from you, and thanks for giving me all the knowledge that I have to know, because my husband died 2 years ago, and he had been taking care of the car, and I don't do anything, I don't know anything about taking care of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now he died 2 years, I lost, and we bought a Toyota, the Toyota Corona, the 2004 model. And now I found out my car, one time you mentioned in a show that you say we want to find out the car manufacturing where you can open your driver's side of the door, there's a sticker to tell you where it's from. So I try to open the door and find the sticker, and when I go service the car at Motor Import and ask a question, nobody can answer my question. And the sticker is manufactured in New United Manufacturing. What is that?
No, there's a black sticker. Okay, not on the door. But when you open the door, it's on the door jamb.
Okay.
You know where the latch is on the post? Okay.
Oh.
Right there. There's a black sticker. And it says manufactured. Where is manufactured? Or you can look at the serial number. If it starts with a J, it's Japanese. Yeah. And by the way, talking about the serial number, it's located right on the windshield in front of the driver. Put a black piece of paper inside on the dash to cover the serial number. Because all you need to do is take down the serial number, go to the dealer, and anybody can make your key. That's the modern smart thief. He takes your serial number, go get the key made, and he come back and steal your car.
I see. Now, another question is, I take care of my car and clean my car and polish my car. My place, I don't have a garage. And I only park outside, the parking is outside, so that means open air. So, every time rain or sunshine, the car, the paint will be this color, So now I found out is the rooftop is started to have white spots, just like, here and there. So I'm worried because I want to keep my car good and it's still in good condition.
What color?
2004 gray, dark gray.
Okay.
And 2004, the mileage is only about 10,000. That means I don't drive that much, right? So I want to upkeep my car because it's still in good, everything has service according to the book. They tell me when I'm going to bring in for certain, service or whatever. So I now want to take care of my car. Shall I paint it, send it to the paint shop or what? When I check around the file, I was shocked because it charged me $2,000.
What?
It's too expensive. I can't, spend $2,000 just to paint the car.
What
do you recommend and what's your suggestion? I want to ask your opinion.
Let me see it. Bring it to me. Let me see it.
Where is your address? I'd like to drink and let you take a look on it. But I can't afford $2,000 for that.
Yeah. Bring it down and let me see, look at it.
What is your address, please?
1316.
1316.
KAU.
KAU.
MUA.
MUA.
LII.
LII.
Street.
Street.
Yep.
I see. And what is your business hour?
7 to 5.
7 to 5, and from Monday to Saturday?
Monday to Friday.
So I just drive in and ask for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, George. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. She's real fine, my
phone. Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob is feeling sad this week. I mean, like you started the show saying, I can't believe all these accidents. This week has just been, usually you expect them around New Year's or, Christmas, but, and the one with the kid in the back of the truck. But you know who I really feel sorry for, and I want everybody to think about this. Yes, I know we feel for the family, but what if you're the person just driving along in your car, doing everything you're supposed to do, and somebody turns in front of you and you kill their kid. And even though it wasn't your fault, I think that would haunt you the rest of your life, that you just could not get that image out. And, you know, those accidents like that, it's a split-second wrong decision. And, you know, you just can't go back. You can't take it back. You can't start over. You know, you just, it's just horrible. And, you know, I don't think any amount of laws are going to keep people from putting their kids in the back of pickup trucks. It's up to the parents. You just have to be responsible. I mean, the government can just pass so many laws, but who's going to enforce it? And they still do it. And the outcome is just tragic. It's just sad. That's all I have to say. So on that note, let's try to be safe. Let's hopefully, we've got this out. Let's have a good rest of the year, and let's look out for each other. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And I think it goes to deaf ears because people listen to the show but still go off and do whatever. When are people going to listen? I'm really, really too. I don't know. I don't understand. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Paul from Waikiki.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Got a 2000 Nissan Sentra,
mm-hmm.
And when I turn it on, the engine doesn't turn over and start, but everything comes on, the lights,
mm-hmm.
And the legs doesn't dim, you know, like when you get a dead battery.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turn off the ignition, I hear a tacky noise in the engine for about like a couple of seconds, three mm-hmm. or 4 seconds.
Okay.
What would be the problem?
How many miles you got on it?
Oh, it's broken, so I can't really read it.
Hmm.
I'm sure it's over 100,000.
Did you ever replace the starter?
Yeah, starter, then I bought a battery too. The battery's about probably 4 years ago.
What kind of battery?
That I don't know too.
You don't know what kind of battery you bought?
No. I bought it from an auto shop, but I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. It could be the battery, you know.
Okay.
The easiest thing is to have it jumped.
Okay, jump start.
Yeah. And then have it checked out if the alternator is charging enough. Because a lot of times the alternator is not charging enough and it will drain the battery. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. When buying a battery, folks, I know, again, economy's bad. Don't go out and look for the cheapest battery you can find. All batteries are 12 volts. But the amp, the cranking amp, is what makes the difference. The basic battery is probably around 300 amps. That's the cheapest. And the better battery is about 1100 or 1200 amps. So the higher the amps, the better it is. For one, it gives you better gas mileage. Number two, it saves your alternator from wearing out. Number three, it saves your starter from wearing out. And number four, it puts more money in your wallet. Maybe now they listen. I don't know. So, the most popular battery is you know what. If you know what is the most popular battery, give me a call. 296-5467. Okay? So, who's on the line?
We have Rob from Kailua.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, George. The lady said that the car she had, you know, 10,000 miles. One time we had this 91 Cadillac, and only had 40,000 miles, but all the rubber bushings and, you know, the steering and all that was all dried out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like a car that just sits around for, it's not good either.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yep, that's right. Just because it's low mileage doesn't mean it's a good car. But if you spray the rubber parts with silicone, then it's a good car. So give us a call at 296-5467. And using Royal Purple is the best oil to use. I can say and say and say use Royal Purple, but people just don't listen until they have a problem. Like the other day, a guy comes in asking about his engine. It's got a knocking sound. And what's the fix? It's sad, you know, when people come in these hard times with no money and they don't listen to use Royal Purple, and it's, the engine's wiped out, now he wants to try something. It's too late. It's not like not taking care of your children and they get run over by a car or something. Then it's too late to cry. Okay? So, before it happens, do it. Okay? So at least you can say, good thing I did. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Eric from Waipahu.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, George? I'm not sure if you spoke about it in your other shows, but just wanted to get your thoughts on this nitrogen-enriched shell gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Does it do any more good with the nitrogen?
The shell gasoline, as far as I've tested, is your number one gas. It is not 92, it's 89, but as far as quality and all that good stuff, it is the number one gas, and right close to it is the Cerro.
Okay. Does the nitrogen itself do anything?
I don't think so. Don't believe everything you hear about the stuff they put in, because they can say anything, and the darn state, our legislatures and stuff, never check it. They never do. They don't even check the amount of ethanol that's in the gas.
Yeah.
That's why they put the sticker on there that says up to 10%. Now, if they made that sticker and says up to 10%, because the oil companies told the legislature that it's impossible for them to measure 10%. Now, if, and that's the biggest American word, if they had common sense and brains, for one, we wouldn't be in this economy. Number two, they would make more money for the people instead of raise the taxes. And number three, they would ask the oil company, if you cannot measure 10%, how in the hell are you making the gasoline?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? See? That's our lawmakers.
Yeah, why do they offer 3 grades of gas anyway? Why don't they just offer 1 good one?
Because a lot of cheapy guys don't care what they put in until the engine's broken. Then they say, oh boy, what can I do?
Okay, suppose everyone went away from fossil oil and everything was just ethanol. You think that they would have 3 different types of ethanol?
Yeah. Yeah, because when you make ethanol from bagasse, the rubbish, it's not as good as the Hawaiian sugar cane. The Hawaiian sugar cane is your number one ethanol. You can have Brazil sugar cane, is not as good as Hawaiian sugar cane. Then you can have corn, it goes down the line. But Hawaiian sugar cane is your number one ethanol.
Okay, I mean, like, at the same pump. You have good ethanol, not too good ethanol, and the worst ethanol. It's like how they do have now with
I suspect they're going to do that.
Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're all good, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all far better than gasoline.
Yeah, I know. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay.
We have Owen from Palolo.
Hi, Owen.
Hey, you're mentioning if you don't know the most popular battery to call you, so I'm calling you.
The most popular battery?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the name of the most popular battery?
He doesn't know, so he wants you to tell him.
Oh, okay. Die Hard.
What?
Really?
Yep. Open everybody's hood. You see most of the cars with Die Hard.
Oh,
And
no, that's the most popular battery, but is that the best battery?
No, that's the worst battery.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because years back, they came out on TV and news about Sears refurbishing the battery and selling it as new. And because it came out like that, people don't listen. They just hear, oh, Daihat. Okay, I buy Daihat. That must be a good battery. So even the politicians that in office, if you steal the money from the people and you get on the front page, they'll vote for you. Okay?
Okay, so next question. So that means it doesn't matter what brand. It's as long as it goes, what, was it 1,000 to 1,200 amps?
Yes.
It's a good battery?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, 296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
She's real
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you want to take care of your paint, I recommend using the IBIZ wax. It's not a regular cheapy type wax. It's a very, very good wax. It has UV protection to protect your paint, and it's very, very easy to put on. You put it on, wipe it off before it dries. So you do small sections at a time, and it gives one hell of a shine. And does not leave swirls on dark colored cars. You can get it from Todd, and Todd's number is 294-8500. Or you can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Harvey's number is 245-6523. Harvey also sells the electronic rustproofing device for your car and Royal Purple. So give him a call. Okay, let's go to more calls.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, I was wondering, I grew up with this guy, but he moved to California on the coast, and his name was Wayne Miata. And I just wondered if that name rang any bells with you, because he got involved with racing. To watch NASCAR, the 2 mile track.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if that name, if you knew his name or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he did pass away a few years ago, yeah.
Of what?
Of esophagus cancer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. A friend of mine from the Big Island, George, just sent me, oh, man, just a whole bunch of stuff.
A lot of people dying, yeah?
It seems to happen to the best of us, huh?
Yep.
So
that's why you got to live life.
That's right, George.
Like this is your last day.
Because nobody gets out alive.
I don't think so.
As far as I know.
Yeah. They're just dying to leave here.
Just everybody's dying to get out, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So I thought I'd drop that name your way.
That's too bad. But you know, he's in a better place than we are.
You know, reading the emails that everybody wrote, George, is so nice, you know.
Yeah.
Race the big track in the sky, catch the big waves up there in the clouds.
You know, talking about the racetrack and stuff.
Yes, please.
You know, I'm really fortunate that I live my life the time of the best years of racing, which I believe was in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And as it got up in time, racing wasn't as much fun as back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of racers and people don't know and don't give a hoot, but, you know, Jimmy Pfluger from Pfluger Honda and Pfluger Acura had a big heart back in the 60s. He built the Hawaii Raceway Park. Now, who do you see now stepping up to build a raceway park?
Nobody, George, even though there's quite a few guys that have, you know, a lot of peanuts in their pocket, you know? Like Jimmy worked hard to build up for himself, you know, financially.
Mm-hmm.
But look at that. I mean, he didn't just hoard it all and just live in his house on the coast down the road from me, you know?
Yep.
He turned it all around.
But how many racers really know who built that raceway park?
Oh, no. Yeah,
they don't care.
Only us guys from before, George.
Yeah.
When we're gone, it just becomes a footnote, yeah?
I really cannot see anybody stepping up today to make a raceway park. I don't really see it. Because everybody is for me, myself, and nobody else.
That's it, George.
The same with our funding and our investors for the ethanol refineries in Hawaii.
That's the thing I've been watching.
They all want to, they're all flippers. You know what's a flipper? He puts money in and sells it.
Boy, George, you know, as part of the, you know, the old listening audience, George, I've just been waiting and hoping, you know, that someone would come up to bat and help out with that whole thing. I can't because I just don't have that kind
of money. It's a big chunk of money in the beginning, but
yes,
there's a bigger chunk on the end.
I know.
So, and fuel is your number one commodity in the world.
Nothing is, I mean, I don't care how much they talk about electric, George.
Never work.
This whole thing is not, I mean, it's so pie in the sky, yeah?
Yep. Well, you know, electric, Rob, on the mainland maybe, because they have the Hoover Dam, all those dams, and they use water to make electricity. Well, in Hawaii, we don't have a Hoover Dam or whatever dams, and we rely on oil. If we have no oil, we're not going to have any electricity. And if we don't have electricity, then the water pumping station to pump our water out for us to drink, it won't work. So we won't have water.
Run our lights, run our refrigerators. The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
The sewers.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We'll die.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you imagine? What are we all going to do?
That's right.
Huh?
We're not going to get off this rock.
I'm not leaving.
You know, and that's why I've been pushing for ethanol all this time, because people don't look at it. It's safer to have alternative fuel just in case we don't have oil. A lot of people say, nah, don't worry. Get 100 years more. But what if they're wrong?
And it comes back to the politicians that run,
that's right,
run this state, George.
That's right.
They are the ones.
But they don't care. They got lots of money, yeah? I wonder what all that money going to do when there's no oil.
Holy cow.
Anyway. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, George.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. Great program.
Thank you.
This is my question. Are you from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anyway, my question, I know, when I use my AC on my car, it takes away from my miles per gallon.
Yes.
So I know that. So I'm just trying to, I hope I'm not too conservative, but when I, on my AC, if I run it at a, not as cold, a warmer temperature, does that use less energy on my miles per gallon?
Same thing.
Or does it matter?
Nope.
Okay, if it's on, it's on.
Yep.
Okay, but if I have it on, if they have the fan stronger, does it take away miles per gallon?
No.
Okay. So, okay.
But if you had ethanol, it wouldn't take away miles per gallon.
You mean 100% ethanol?
Yes. Because 100% ethanol has 120 octane. It's the octane that gives you the mileage. And that's the reason why the oil companies want to lower the octane all the time.
So they use more miles per gallon?
Mm-hmm.
Or use less miles per gallon?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
But in my, I have a Saturn, an SL, it's a little four-door. The manual says 87. I guess that's the lowest octane.
Well, we don't have 87.
Oh, whatever it is. I'm sorry, 89 or whatever it is. 89, I think it says. So,
we don't
call the manual or use the higher octane?
In Hawaii, we all don't have a choice but to use the premium, because the premium is the only one above minimum.
The 91.
The 92 octane?
92 octane.
Yeah. They're all three numbers down. So if you take three numbers off of the 92, it's 89.
Uh-huh.
And you take three numbers off the 89, it's 86. So, you know, and if you read on in the manual, it says, do not use fuel below 87 because severe engine damage will occur.
Right.
And it's happening.
So we should be using the high octane for our cars.
That's right. In fact, if you go do the math, okay, I tell people this all the time. Don't look at the sign on the pump. Go do the math. The difference between premium and regular is 20 cents, right?
Right.
Okay, 10 gallons is $2, right?
Right.
Okay, if you do the mileage test, you're going to pick up two more gallons using the premium.
Okay, I'll try that. I monitor mine every time. On the tanks full, I go 300 miles.
Try it.
Okay, thanks for the tip. Great show, great program, George.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank Aloha. You. Okay, 296-5467.
It's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? If you have any questions, comments, or whatever. Okay? But again, on the gasoline, folks, do the math. You're actually cheating yourself by using what is called a cheaper gas. Okay? Do the math. Figure it out. It's a bigger savings using the premium Shell gas. I'm not saying any other brand. I said Shell. Okay? And lots of people, they don't listen. They just use whatever. But it's their car. Don't you do that to my car. Okay? So, anyway. And they also said the Royal Purple is expensive. Yes, I gotta agree with you. It costs more, but it can go 15,000 miles without changing. How many oils can go 15,000 miles without changing it? And there's no time limit. The regular oils, the other oils, there's a time limit. It's 3,000 or 3 months. So it doesn't matter if you went 500 miles only in 3 months. You have to change the oil. Acid builds up in the oil and it starts to gobble up on your engine bearing. So don't leave it in the car. Especially you seniors that are listening, go to Royal Purple. That way you don't have to change it every 3 months. I know you travel very minimal and lots of my senior customers change oil every 5 years. Okay? So it is a savings. Think about that. And the automatic transmission should be changed. The oil should be changed once a year. Okay? So, it's either once a year or go to Royal Purple. And the Royal Purple transmission oil, good for 100,000 miles. So, you change it once and that's it. Forget about it. It also protects your transmission. And I've never, ever come across somebody using Royal Purple from the get-go wipe out a transmission. Okay? So, your car, you try it. Anyway, the disinfectant spray that I was talking about, when Todd does your AC, he does clean out your entire AC system with that disinfectant spray from Crestec. It's an excellent disinfectant spray, folks. Really, really good. And powerful. But don't be in the car when you're spraying it in the car. Because it's going to disinfect you. And you'll be going to the emergency room disinfected. give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? Those of you who have later model cars, did you notice that you have metal tire stems? It's not rubber. You know why?
Why?
The rubber ones are all made in China, and they come flying off. As you drive down the freeway, centrifugal force pushes the stem towards the tire, the outside, and it breaks off, and you lose all the air. Your tires go flat. So that's why the manufacturers make metal ones, so it doesn't break off. And where's the metal ones made?
China.
You got it. China makes everybody's things, and it's making real humbug for us because it's really, really hard to find quality stuff like USA-made bearings or German-made. German makes the best bearings, wheel bearings and stuff. German-made is the best. Then comes USA, and then comes Japan. Where's China? Way down below. So, anyway, can't talk too much about China. And you notice, folks, this is the only program in Hawaii where they have a disclaimer at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. Right, Chaz? I wonder why. Maybe because we speak the truth. Nobody wants to be liable for the truth. They want lies. How about we lie to everybody? Who's
okay,
on the phone?
Okay, how about we go to Fred from the North Shore?
Hey, Fred.
Hi, George. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask a question. I've been listening to you about the Royal Purple in the car. My daughter's got a 2003 Jeep Cherokee that her fan belt broke and caused it to overheat, and we had to go and get new heads and stuff.
You had to do what?
We had to get the heads replaced because it warped the head.
Oh, no. You spent a whole chunk of money.
Yeah, we did. But and then water got up into the rocker arms. And so the guy who we had fixed it, you know, we're still hearing a little bit of ticking. And he thinks that, you know, he didn't replace the rocker arms. I'm wondering this. I was going to recommend my daughter to run the Royal Purple in the motor, and you're saying as well in the transmission.
Yes.
And then I was wondering if you thought that may eventually relieve the small ticking sound that he thinks is in the rocker arm.
It might.
It might. Is that
how much did you pay for the head gasket work?
I paid about $2,200.
Oh, brother, see, you should have called on the show. We have a chemical that can fix the head gasket for $400.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, because the dealer wanted to put in a whole brand new motor.
We have a chemical that you can put in there that will fix the head gasket permanently. $400.
Wow. Well, no. Got that information tucked away in my wallet.
Okay.
Yeah. So another thing that happened is we know, and which is kind of prevalent to the model of car, she's got a Jeep Cherokee,
mm-hmm.
Was that they said that, I guess what happened is they're not sure if the air conditioning compressor froze, which caused overheating of the belt, made the belt break, and then by the time she drove a couple blocks to her house, the thing was already overheated and got weird.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything that may can be put into the compressor, or is there some place that we could recommend to get it repaired? Because she's still concerned now. She wants to trade the car in for another car, and I'm not sure if that's financially the best decision for her.
That is.
Turn it in. Get another car.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well...
Hey, why is that?
Because the Jeep Cherokees always break down.
Yeah, I was just reading in Consumer Report.
Not the best car to buy. Go get a Toyota Tacoma or RAV4.
Okay. So this Toyota situation I just heard you talking about, where we haven't had any incidents with the gas pedal like on the mainland, you think that could that's not an issue that one should consider? And is it in all their vehicles, or that they're saying it, or is it just, do you believe, a fallacy?
To me, it's our government trying to knock down Toyota.
And so, you think people that are complaining about it are maybe just...
They're off. It's not real. It's false.
Yeah, these people are just ambulance hunters or something. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell her that. Meanwhile, I'll just make sure that she throws that Royal Purple, because I actually have a case of it sitting in a garage here that I use in my lawnmowers and everything.
Well, what are you doing leaving it in the garage? Put it in her car.
Well, I have extras, what I'm saying, so I was going to tell her to come by here and I'll strap. So the thing is, you were saying that you can get, you get an extended amount of period of time, but what about your filter? You don't need to change your filter in between periods.
We recommend changing the filter if the filter is a tiny one like they have today.
Yeah.
You just change the filter. But if you have the old-fashioned type filter, which is about a quart size, you don't need to.
Okay. But when you have the Royal Purple in there and you change the filter, can you change the filter without draining all the Royal Purple out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's best to do it after the car is sat, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I do it in the morning.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Greg from Eva.
Fred?
Greg? Yes.
Hey, how's it? Sorry, I got my earpiece on. If I sound like I'm breaking apart, make sure that we are law-abiding citizens. Anyway, I just wanted to find out about that wax you was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's the best wax around.
Yes.
The oxidation, because, you know, my car is a little bit, you know, just sitting in the garage for a while, but I wanted to bring up the shining in.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing will work, yeah?
It's really, really good. You know how when you wax like a black vehicle?
Yeah, my car is a darker color.
It gets swirls.
Yeah, you know what? That was the first sign, the swirl.
But when you use the IBIZ,
what's it called again?
It's the IBIZ wax.
Okay, the IB, and you can only pick it up at certain places.
Yeah, only Todd has it here, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai. That's the only two people have it.
Where's Todd's?
294.
Okay.
8500.
294-8500. Right on. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Great show.
Thank you. Okay. So, anyway. Is that time again? No? Okay. Anyway. Mario has a good lock. Give him a call at 497-7739. It's a sort of like a lock that goes inside of the trailer hitch, and it's excellent. Hard to explain. He can explain it better. You can lock spare keys, stuff like that in there, even money. 497-7739. Okay? So, give him a call. So.
Now it's that time again.
Oh, now? Okay. Check your tire pressures, folks. A lot of people are running around half flat, and that eats up gasoline and tires. So, check your tire pressure. It should be minimum of 44, maximum of 51. Okay? Drive safely, folks. Take care of each other. And that means if your neighbor is working on his porch, go help him. If we take care of each other, Hawaii will be a better place. Drive carefully. Don't drink and drive. And I'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690 KHNR.